kicked up a notch.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show for you today. The first half of the show, we're going to be talking with prized author Pam Colleen, and we're going to be discussing some issues related to fluoride. Very, very important information, very timely also. And then the second half of the show, we're going to have Coach Dan John on, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Mass Made Simple, and that'll be later in the show. Before we get started, I have to mention a Facebook page, post from Tim Udo. He wrote, "It hit me recently, that voice, why I can't stop listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Christopher Walken. You sound a lot like Christopher Walken." I've never been told that before. So that's a new one to me. But thank you anyway, because I love Christopher Walken. I think he's a fantastic actor. Anyway, okay, so let's get on with the interview. Pam Colleen is, she's written a book we talked about not too long ago. Many of you bought the book and wrote great reviews about it on the website on Superhuman Radio called Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic. I'm sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied this morning. Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic. But today we're going to be talking about something a bit timely and a bit important, and that is fluoride. How you doing, Pam?
I'm great, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. And, you know, it's always baffled me about fluoride. When did fluoride first... when was it first added to the water supply and why?
Well, it basically became policy back in the 1940s or so, and it spread throughout certainly North America and other English-speaking countries as well, Australia, New Zealand, but it never really took off in Europe. In Europe, very few countries fluoridate, and if they do fluoridate, it's very, very a very small percentage of the country. But it is fairly widespread here in North America. I think it's about 50% of the American cities are fluoridated, and in Canada, about 40%. But what we have recently is cities where they historically did fluoridate. We're starting to see some successes. We're starting to see some cities pull fluoride out of their water.
Well, before we go there, let's talk a little bit about why. Why did they start adding fluoride to water?
Well, what happened was there were two things going on. Number one, the fertilizer industry created a fluoride compound that was very, very toxic, and they needed to get rid of it. And so basically
they convinced somebody to let us drink it?
Yeah, basically they turned humans into waste disposals. That's basically all that fluoride is. It's a waste product from the fertilizer industry, and they couldn't stockpile it. They couldn't put it in the air because it was toxic. You know, it would sterilize the soil. It would make, you know, it would sicken wildlife and things like that. So, you know, they needed to get rid of fluoride, and they needed a campaign, a cost-effective campaign for them, and turned it into, you know, a profit for themselves by dumping it into humans. Now, keep in mind, Carl, that at the same time, what we see is a huge increase, or you know, an incremental increase in our consumption of sugar. So tooth decay, of course, was a problem, and the sugar industry needed something to distract people from what sugar was doing to our teeth. So fluoride came along as the hero, and it was a hero for both camps. It was a hero for the sugar industry, and it was a hero for the fertilizer industry that needed to get rid of this stuff.
Now, I've heard people talk about fluoride and its effect on teeth as too much fluoride is dangerous. It actually can make teeth porous and break down easily. Isn't that true?
Well, what's happening now is about 30% of children are developing fluorosis, or this modeling of the teeth that we see from excess exposure to fluoride. And the CDC is finally acknowledging this and actually making their parameters more limited as to what cities are allowed to add. So their spread prior to their recent announcement, their spread was 0.7 parts per million to 1.2 parts per million that were allowed to be added to city water. And now they're taking a more conservative stance and only allowing a maximum limit of 0.7 parts per million. Now, for people like myself and Dr. Paul Connett and the over 3,000 people who have signed a petition to get fluoride out of city water, you know, 0.7 parts per million is a minor victory. A major victory would be to say zero added fluoride to our waters.
Now, fluoride is extremely toxic, so we understand that, and we get fluoride, there's fluoride in toothpaste, which is supposed to have the same benefits as fluoride in the water. Why put fluoride in water if there's fluoride in toothpaste already?
Exactly, and that's the prevailing question is, the science actually shows that ingesting fluoride doesn't help reduce tooth decay. However, there is some research that shows that it might help if you use it on the surface. And one analogy that a scientist put out was that, you know, to prevent burning of the skin, you might put on some suntan lotion. You put it on the surface of your skin. You don't drink the suntan lotion.
Right.
But and that's the same analogy with fluoride. You want to put it on your tooth, on the surface of your tooth, if you're trying to prevent tooth decay.
Who mandates that fluoride be added to water? Do municipalities or cities say, hey, we have to have fluoride in water?
Well, they're listening to quote-unquote experts. So they're listening to the American Dental Association. They're listening to public health. They're listening to all these experts who have been on the pro-fluoride, train for many, many years.
I wouldn't listen to the ADA if they told me how to feed my dog. If for all these decades they've condoned putting mercury in people's mouths. So,
yeah, it's very difficult to let go of a belief system. It's very difficult to admit when you're wrong, and these people are having a really tough time eating crow.
Well, is it that it's difficult to admit that when you're wrong, or is it because in the United States and maybe even in other countries we're so litigious that a lot of these people are afraid to say, hey, you know, we screwed up. It's really no good for you because all of the lawsuits that'll come out of the woodwork.
Believe me, that thought has crossed my mind. I haven't heard of any lawsuits coming forward where cities have actually pulled fluoride out of their water. But I can't say it's an impossible, scenario to draw up.
I mean, I've always thought about, like, going back to the ADA. I've always thought if they came out and said, you know, we really screwed up, you know, that whole mercury thing in your mouth, we were really wrong about that. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to say no more mercury in your mouth, and then people are going to go, yeah, but what about the mouthful of mercury I have now? You need to pay to have this removed. You guys were wrong. You endorsed this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah. So sometimes the problem with the mea culpa, in a perfect world, a mea culpa should be rewarded. Thank you for coming forth. But in the real world, lawsuits come out. My uncle died, and they said it was mercury poisoning and was from his amalgam fillings, or you know, my daughter got sick, and it's a toxic fluoride toxicity that she got. She came from the water. I want to sue the city now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the challenge.
I think we should talk about some of the side effects of fluoride, because it's very, very toxic. And, you know, there's thousands of research studies, Carl, that now show that fluoride is toxic. And unfortunately, you know, the experts are really disregarding a lot of this research, even though even Nobel Prize Nobel laureates are coming forward and saying, get this stuff out of the water. We have research groups like the NRC, National Research Council, that's coming forward and presented a 500-plus page report after scrutinizing thousands of research articles on fluoride, and came to the conclusion that, you know, fluoride was definitely a risk in certain areas, like where the glands are concerned, for example. The pineal gland, fluoride can accumulate in the pineal gland.
Really?
And disrupt your body's potentially disrupt your body's production of melatonin, which of course helps you sleep at night. We see, you know, the possibility that it could increase the risk of osteosarcoma in young boys. That's a very, very potentially deadly form of bone cancer. We see that that this particular substance, this very toxic substance, is neurotoxic as well. And there's over 20 published studies that show that it can decrease IQ in children.
Really?
So we have a gamut of research. Yes, it's terrible.
And yet we continue to put it in our water. And even in the parts per millions that we put it in our water, people who drink, well, I have to come and make a statement first, and we have to go into the break. Anybody who drinks tap water that's unfiltered, you're stupid, first of all. So maybe this is Darwinian at its best, because the natural selection process is going to take place, and you're going to die sooner than everybody else, hopefully before you actually give birth to children. Because if you drink tap water, you're crazy. Never mind the fluoride. The other, you know, I want to talk more about some of the other chemicals that they put in water. But drinking unfiltered water in this day and age, you might as well just, you know, take a tiny pinch of arsenic every day. We're talking with Pam Colleen. We're talking about fluoride in the water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I think it's very vital.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. Have you tried Quest Protein Bars yet? If you have not, go to superhumanradio.com and get yourself two free Quest protein bars. These are full-size bars. You pay nothing for them. You don't have to pay shipping and handling. They are the best protein bars in the world. I'll be eating one today for lunch. Who am I kidding? I'll be eating them all day long. They're great. Check them out. Quest protein bars. My guest today is Pam Killeen. We're talking about fluoride in the water. When we went into the break, we were talking about some of the damaging effects of fluoride in the water. And I was saying, I'm going to repeat it in case I didn't piss enough people off already, that if you drink tap water, you're stupid. God knows what's in tap water today. You're letting the government, you're letting local municipal governments decide what goes in your body. You just forget about it. But Pam, with the amount of fluoride that people consume, if they are in fact drinking the required amounts of water each day, and they're using tap water to satisfy that, how much could we actually get in our bodies over the course of...
Oh, it's going to be an individual. Nobody can ever tell exactly how much fluoride they're getting. And this is why it's a very unethical practice, because, you know, any physician out there, if they're writing a prescription, there's a controlled dose. You know your patient. You can monitor how they do on the drug. And when they're putting this fluoride compound in our city waters, they're giving it to people of all sizes with all sorts of different health conditions where this particular drug, and make no mistake, Carl, this is a drug, okay? The form of fluoride that they're using in this water is a drug. In fact, it also acts in the body as a pesticide as well, but never mind. You know, it's totally unethical for people to not have informed consent. Unfortunately, when you're drinking the water randomly like you are, there's no way to know over the course of a day how much fluoride you're taking in. If you're eating, sprayed fruits and vegetables as well, you know, there's a lot of pesticides that use fluoride as an active ingredient in that spray, and so you could be getting more fluoride from your fruits and vegetables as well. And so, accumulatively, it's hard to say over the course of a day how much you're taking in.
Now, I did a show yesterday with Sally Fallon. You know Sally because you actually interviewed her for your book, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. And we talked about vitamin A. And one of the things we talked about yesterday was vitamin A's effects on the thyroid, because I am suspicious that I believe that most people in the United States today, the large majority of people in the United States today, have subclinical hypothyroidism. I believe that it's at the root of the number of people who snore. We know that snoring and sleep apnea can be linked to an underproductive thyroid and its effect on the local tissue, especially the soft palate and the heart and everything that's closest to it. So we have this siege on the thyroid in this day and age from so many different things, toxins and so on. Isn't it true that fluoride also compromises the thyroid?
Oh, yes, it's very well established in the literature that shows that it is an interference. And one way that fluoride can interfere with the functioning of the thyroid is because it is a halogen, and there are other competing halogens involved as well. So you have, not only do we have fluoride, we have bromine and chlorine, and of course iodine is a halogen as well, and that's what we need. That's the halogen, that's the element that we need to help support our thyroid. But because we're taking in so many other halogens, it interferes with our body's ability to use the iodine. And iodine works very closely with vitamin A. In fact, I know Sally tells a story about a woman who, I think it was a woman or a man anyway, who approached her at one of her conferences and said, you know, that this individual's mother was from a small village in Eastern Europe. And she was the only person in this village who didn't like eating butter, that she avoided eating butter. And wouldn't you know it, she was the only person in that village that developed a goiter.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Wow. And now getting back to the whole halogen, fluoride, bromide, and chloride linkage. You know, we a lot of municipalities have abandoned chlorine as the agent to kill pathogens in water, and they've gone to something called, I want to say it's called chloridamide, or something like that. I may be getting it really off base, but it's a spinoff of chloride, and what they've learned about it is that it interacts differently than the chlorine that they were using. And that's where all of this, something six that's in the water that was the subject of the movie Erin Brockovich. You know,
I'm sorry. I wouldn't be able to recall.
Oh, there's if anybody's on Facebook, you could write it up there. It's like platinum 6 or nickel 6 or something that they're finding in all the tap water right now that's this powerful carcinogen. And it's not that it's finding its way into the tap water. It's actually a byproduct of what they're using instead of chlorine today. It's actually, the point I'm trying to make is this. They're putting chemicals in our water. We're not even looking at the interactions between these chemicals when they're combined, what's spinning off and being created as well.
That's right. And you know, I do hair analysis on people. And, you know, it's one thing to talk about fluoride. And if we can get it out of our city waters, that's great. But there's so many other things that are wrong with city water. You know, we have aluminum that's being added in there as well to keep it so that it has that crystal clear look. They add copper to it as an antifungal. And, you know, I see copper toxicity in, you know, over 90% of the people that I'm helping. And, of course, they have a gamut of symptoms related to copper toxicity, whether it's chronic fatigue, and other psychological problems, and even bipolar, schizophrenia, addiction as well is it can be related to copper toxicity. So, you know, they're adding a lot of different toxins to our city water, and unfortunately, we're just going after fluoride right now. But there's so much else they can do to clean up our water supplies.
Now, what are some of the are there specific symptoms of fluoride poisoning?
I'm sure, you know, if you go into the literature based on the dosage, I know that Dr. Connett has said things like, you know, there is record of people dying from overexposure, but I don't have the references at my fingertips. His book, The Case Against Fluoride, is very, very thoroughly written, very well referenced. And, of course, Dr. Connett's website is www.fluoridealert.org. And he just keeps culminating that data so people can, you know, be well-armed.
Now, he's of the opinion that there are three key issues at stake here, correct? You told me during a pre-interview. What
right. Well, I did an interview with Dr. James Beck, who is a co-author of the book, The Case Against Fluoride. And Dr. Beck is a retired professor from the University of Calgary, and he's a medical physicist, and he's been exploring the fluoride issue now for well over 10 years. And he and Dr. Connett and one other scientist wrote the book, and basically they surmise the book as putting out the message to the public that fluoride is not safe, it's not effective, and it's unethical. So those are the three main points that they want to pull out from the book. And fortunately, we have Dr. Connett coming to our city on March the 2nd. We have a big room at the library, and we're going to try once and for all to get fluoride out of our city water. Dr. Connett, wherever you live, wherever you're listening to this show, Dr. Connett is an essential piece to this puzzle. If you can get him to come and speak in your city, do so, because he is a passionate speaker. He's very, very, he knows his research. And now that his book is out, of course, it's great ammunition to help educate your city councils.
You know, I was just reading on the internet that in the low doses that are currently used in water, young children tend to develop something dense called dental fluorosis.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, and it usually happens during tooth development, the critical period being between 1 and 4 years old. I would have to imagine that children in the inner city and economically underserved, where buying bottled water or filtered water, are probably at greater risk of this.
Yes, and this ties into the ethical question as well, because people who are living in poverty, they don't have the money to go out and find an alternative, either whether it's filters or whether it's bottled water. And, you know, I feel an obligation to help protect those people, at least by getting the fluoride out, so that it's one less concern that they have to think about, especially where their children are concerned. Because, you know, 30% of children today are showing signs of fluorosis. And this is unacceptable. It's a clear sign of the link between, you know, fluoride toxicity and the fact that it's really not all that it's cracked up to be when it comes to dental health.
And you think about it. They put fluoride in water to help children fight tooth decay. And what the fluoride does instead is cause black and brown stains,
right.
Cracking, pitting. It's actually called mottling, M-O-T-T-L-I-N-G, of the teeth. And so it begs the question, if this is the best you can do to help fight tooth decay is to make the teeth pitted and brown looking, what are you really doing here?
Right. You know, and because your teeth are really, a mirror to what's going on to the rest of the bones in your body, when you see that modeling of the teeth, of course, what else is going on? And, of course, they have found research to show that, fluoride can contribute to weakening of the bones and bone fractures and things
Now, isn't it interesting that they actually use fluoride to treat osteoporosis, sodium fluoride?
Well, and that's a clear juxtaposition. They shouldn't be doing that. It weakens the bone. That's how it works.
Wow.
Makes the bone more brittle. They're so desperate to get rid of this stuff. It's unbelievable. I mean, when you have a city that was fluoridated and you take the fluoride out of the water, there's no change in dental health. People's dental health doesn't get worse. In Europe, where they don't fluoridate, their dental health is just as good as ours,
right,
if not better. So, the research is just unfounded when you really look at the data.
Have you ever heard the term fluoropolymer fabric?
No.
A fluoropolymer, one, is Teflon. And, there's already lots of research out there about people who have been cooking Teflon, using Teflon cookware and not using the proper utensils where the Teflon actually gets scraped off. And you end up ingesting it. They're saying that that's a neurotoxin over time.
Oh, yeah. I think it was in Minnesota where the substance ended up in their rivers. And, they got into a lot of trouble for dumping that toxin
Teflon is a byproduct of fluoride.
It's a fluoropolymer.
Yep. So we're talking about stuff that's really very dangerous and people are just chumming it down. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the recent victories as it relates to fluoridated water. We're talking today with Pam Colleen. We're talking about fluoride in the water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch banner ad today. You already know about Titan Organics virgin coconut oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WheyNaturalUSA.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
The agent that is showing up in our tap water right now that I couldn't think of before is chromium 6. And I think it's interesting that the mainstream media is promoting that chromium 6 levels don't pose any threat, that the levels that are in water are naturally occurring, when it's well known that the agent that they replace chlorine with, a byproduct of it once it's added to water is chromium 6. I can't believe that this is the naturally occurring levels that are released from stone and shale and rock and so on, once you realize that the water is manufacturing it itself right now because of the agents that they're putting in it. So, and I love this. You know, Pam, you know what I love? I love people who are supposed authorities in this area who tell us, oh, it's nothing to worry about. It's, you know, oh, you're worrying about nothing. This is not supposed to be present in our water, period. Fluoride is not supposed to be in our water, period.
No, it's a drug, and you know, the other agents that you find in water that are purposefully being used are there to disinfect the water, whereas this is added strictly as a drug, and it doesn't need to be in there. And as we know, it's not safe, it's not effective, and it's unethical. So for those reasons, just pull it out, just turn off the tap. It's as simple as turning off a tap.
Why do we have to? And this is going to be a really dumb question, I'm sure, but I mean, it also is rhetorical. Why don't we have to put chlorine and stuff in bottled water that we buy at the store, but they have to put it in tap water?
Well, you know, the bottled water industry isn't very well regulated, Carl. I don't know. You know, there's no guarantee what on earth is going into the bottled water. It's so poorly regulated.
Yeah, but I mean, I drink bottled water exclusively. I drink distilled water, frankly. I don't know if that's good or bad, but... I've never gotten sick or cholera or anything from drinking bottled water. I'm curious about how bottled water can stay clean and drinkable without adding chlorine. Is it because?
Well, I think a lot of the bottled waters might be ozonated, you know, to help reduce the risk of infection.
Okay.
But the problem is as those bottles are sitting on a shelf over days and weeks, you can see the increase of infectious agents in bottled water. You don't want to have bottled water sitting on a shelf for too long, sitting in warm temperatures. You just don't want that.
What now? Is municipal water recycled? Do we recycle our municipal? In other words, I know that there's these sewage treatment plants in every city. Mm-hmm. So do they take the water, remove the sewage, recycle it, clean it up, and then we drink it again?
You know, I don't know if it's, I don't know how it's done city by city. You know, that's how we do it here in London. They recycle it through a sewage system and clean it up, and basically, yes, it's recycled.
So the water that we flush down the toilet ends up coming back out of the tap eventually, it's, you know, one way or another.
I think that's pretty much how it's
done.
I'm no expert at that level.
There is something really wrong with that when you think about it. Why the hell are we even recycling water?
But just keep in mind, though, the systems that are in place right now, no matter how it's being done city by city, it's going to be in a very expensive conversion to change what they have established for the last five decades, for example.
Right.
So if people are out there saying we need ultraviolet or we need to do it, you know, with other systems, well, imagine the conversion, the cost of that. So that's another reason why cities are really turning a blind eye to this issue with regards to the overall cleanliness of the water. With fluoride, it's simple. You just turn off the tap. But in terms of increasing the quality of our city water, boy, oh boy, that's going to take a lot of work.
Now, we've had some wins, so to speak, some victories in the area of fluoride. Why don't you talk about that, the cities and what they've done?
Well, actually, there's a recent story, and it's a New York City councilman, Peter Valone, who introduced a bill today that basically is trying to, you know, ban the use of fluoride in city water. And that will actually save the city about $7 million, Carl. So in a time where we have a bad economy and they can save $7 million just by turning off a tap, I think that's very meaningful.
And you mean $7 million in what they pay to fluoride, to put add fluoride to the
water? All the costs that are attached to fluoride in terms of buying the content, you know, maintaining
it,
hiring somebody to add it, all of the costs that are associated with adding fluoride to our city water. I've been told recently by, we have a local city woman, councilwoman who's on side, and she told me that it's about 90 cents a person per year that it costs to put fluoride in city water.
That's shocking, and I mean, it shouldn't be in there in the first place.
They could save 90 cents a person every year.
Now, what's going on in San Diego? Didn't you say San Diego's fighting to have fluoride taken out of their water?
Yeah, San Diego and Calgary, Alberta as well. So what if you do live in those cities, what I would recommend is just Google in fluoride San Diego, and you can go to Facebook. I know a lot of these anti-fluoride groups have Facebook pages, and just get involved at that level and educate your local city council.
Now, we talked earlier about the fact that fluoride, because it compromises the thyroid, that's obviously bad, but there is some other linkage that brings it back into the whole addiction undertow, if you will. Why don't
right.
you speak
well,
to that?
Yeah, in my book, basically I'm talking about the fact that we have so much depression in society today. And, you know, 70% of people struggling with depression are suffering in silence because, you know, they've tried antidepressant drugs and they didn't work, or they've gone for counseling, it didn't work. They're just suffering in silence and they don't seem to know what's causing their depression. Now, I'm never going to suggest it's as simple as avoiding fluoride, because there's a lot of nutritional deficiencies and toxicities involved when you're not feeling well, when you're moody or tired, or when you're not sleeping at night. So, but one thing we know for sure is that fluoride is an interference with the thyroid gland, and that the thyroid gland does have an influence on your mood. So if you have low thyroid, you can feel fatigued, you can feel depressed. And when you're not feeling well, when you're feeling depressed, these are the people who are more inclined to seek out an addiction. And so even the World Health Organization is saying that by 2020, depression is going to be the second leading cause of disability worldwide. Right now, depression is our leading cause of disability here in North America.
Really?
And I don't think a lot of people know that, and it's really costing us billions of dollars every year, and it's increasing our risk, of course, of becoming addicted to whether it's an addictive activity or a substance. And I believe that the human body, like Sally Fallon says, you know, was given we've developed to have a perfect blueprint, and we're damaging that blueprint. And in damaging that blueprint, of course, we're manifesting all sorts of problems, whether it's chronic health problems, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, or whether it's our mood being compromised with things like depression. And, you know, I just don't think that we evolved to have all these problems.
You know, it's funny because there really is a perfect storm taking place. If someone said to you, how could you destroy a civilization? You know, how could you take a civilization that's thriving and strong, productive and upwardly mobile, and completely shut it down? You would say, well, first, poison the macronutrients, change the quality of the food, take all of the healthy fat out of their diet that helps the benefits our mood. I mean, Stephenson proved that. When he tried to eat exclusively lean meats instead, I mean, he became depressed, he became anxiety-ridden, and so on. And we have a government that's promoting fat as bad and promoting low-fat diets and eating high-carbohydrate diets. you know, if they said, what could we do to these people to totally destroy the framework of the human condition? Well, we can make them, we could, you know, we could break each piece of their body if we wanted to, but let's go for the control center. Let's change the landscape of the brain. And that's what we do here. We have high caffeine drinks that give us a surge of energy, and we don't sleep well. And there's lots of theories on that, but let's face it, there's a whole cosmic storm going on that are keeping people from truly getting true restorative sleep in this day and age. Poison the food, poison the water, poison the air, sit them in a swamp RF of radio frequencies so that their brain is constantly stimulated, give them neurotoxins like glutamates and so on and so forth. I mean, when you really think about it, I'll tell you why it's frustrating to me. Because life would be so much easier if it was like, ah, here's what we're doing wrong. Here, this one thing. But you have to, we need a reboot button. We need to be able to reboot this, everything. It's like everything, the water, the air, the food we eat, you know, the lifestyles we live. It's like, it's going to bring us to a halt someday.
Well, exactly. And you see, it's so, you know, appropriate that we're talking about fluoride today after Sally Fallon was on because, number one, Dr. Weston A. Price, and Sally, of course, is the founder and president of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Weston A. Price was against the use of adding fluoride to the city water. But what he did in his genius, of course, was determine what did create healthy teeth. And it's everything you're talking about, Carl. It's, you know, what is really causing our physical degeneration, and it's, we need the animal fats in order to support our bone health. That means our teeth, of course. And, you know, it's not a fluoride deficiency that's causing tooth decay. It's our diets. It's this, you know, highly industrialized, diet that we've been following now for several decades that's causing our tooth decay. It's not a fluoride deficiency. In fact, fluoride isn't even an essential nutrient.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember someone, I forget who said this to me, but we were talking about antidepressants one day, and someone said to me, well, you should ask your doctor before you take an antidepressant, is that what my body is deficient in? In other words, do you want to give this to me because you're replacing something that my body is deficient? Is my body deficient in this SSRI? And really, that's what it comes down to. We shouldn't be putting anything in our bodies that was never designed to be in our bodies.
Well, they put fluoride in antidepressants, you know. I mean, it's...
because let's face it, if you're depressed, having your teeth be stained could only push you over the edge to suicide. So...
But, they, you know, this is a very toxic medication and interrupts, you know, our nervous systems. It interrupts our endocrine system. It's not a healthy substance to be adding to the body. The research is very clear. The scientists, over 3,000 scientists have signed a petition worldwide to get this substance out of city water. I think there's something very telling when you have Nobel laureates saying, you know, this stuff is toxic. Don't force feed it essentially to innocent little beings.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And even the ADA a few years ago basically set out guidelines saying that mothers should not be using fluoridated city water to mix their formulas with. Can you imagine that, Carl? And back at that time, I believe this was in 2006, the CDC supported that. And nobody heard about this in the news.
This is really sad. It's just sad. It's so sad. You know, we have one life. I don't care what religious slant you have. You know, we have this life. We want to get it right. And the last thing we need is people poisoning us. It's almost like you're hanging from a building and all of these agencies that are supposed to be there to, quote unquote, guide and protect you are stepping on your fingers while you're hanging from this building. It's really sad. Let's take our last commercial break with this interview. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up with Pam Colleen. And then later in the show, we're going to have Coach Dan John on talking about his new book, Mass Made Simple. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What you gonna do? Yeah. I got that black, no limit American Express card. I mean, you can get what...
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner. Ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We still have another set of Power Block Quick Change dumbbells to give away for the month of January. Go to superhumanradio.com. Enter to win a $349 pair of Power Block dumbbells. My guest this hour, Pam Killeen. Right now we're kind of talking about the linkage between addiction and fluoride and we're other poisons in our water. It's terrible when you think about it. The air is destroyed. The water is destroyed. You know, we're running out of time here. I mean,
I did a talk on vaccines back in November, and I created a slide just to try and get this message to the audience about, you know, how we're being so used by marketers and by industry in the whole. And one side of my slide, I had an image of agricultural products and showing, you know, how many inputs that they can sell to a farmer, the more money corporations make. So you have your pesticides, you have your fertilizers, you have all sorts of sprays. The more sprays, the more products they can sell a farmer, and they're called inputs, of course, the greater the cost to the farmer, but the greater the profit to corporations. And the human body is a very similar dumping ground for a lot of products that we simply don't need. But the more marketers can convince us that we need these things, these are not things that we actually need, but they make us feel like we need them. You know, so that we may want the product, but we really don't need the product. And so we are really just, you know, a wasting dump for all sorts of things like, you know, wrinkle cream when really we don't need these things. We don't need fluoride. We don't need GMOs. You know, there's so many things that they convince us that we can't live without. I mean, look at the beauty industry, the fashion industry. You know, they make us feel like we couldn't live without these products. And yet, you know, before the 1930s, We had very little compared to what we have today, and we were happier back then than we are now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people who say that, that they wish they were born in an earlier time because it was more enjoyable, less stressful, more peaceful, and more I think it really what it really is more manageable. I mean, when you look at how cluttered our lives are today, you know, you've got cell phones, you're getting emails now coming to your handset, you know, and so before at least you got to the office, you got your emails. Now people are emailing you, writing, you got text messages, emails, phone calls following you everywhere. And it's almost like sensory overload after a while.
Right. Here's what's happening right now. We have an economic downturn, and during this economic downturn, one would think that we would reevaluate our priorities and start switching to things that we really, really need versus things that we want. And I hope that many people are out there evaluating these things. And, you know, there are groups that have started up. They have monthly meetings, and I know that they have chat rooms and websites and books out, but it's called the Simplicity Movement. And they're basically trying to encourage people to simplify their lives so they don't have huge credit card burdens or, you know, haven't, you know, purchased beyond their means with houses or cars or what have you. So, you know, it's a matter of really just taking a step back and questioning the marketing tactics, what we're being sold, how they're selling it to us, and really, you know, just sort of learning to say no a little bit more, learning to set up more boundaries.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen that easily because people are convinced that consumption is indicative of happiness. You know, people, it's another one of those addictive issues. When you think about it, you know, when people, sometimes somebody gets a handful of money, you know, and they almost have a manic moment where, like, they have to go and spend it. They want to go out and buy something and spend money and throw it around. And then when they're broke, they have those depressive moments where they're, like, broke and they can't enjoy themselves until they get some more money again. This is a very common
experience. I actually write about it in my book, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic. And basically, when people are on the shopping frenzy, they're pushing out a lot of dopamine, so it makes them feel really,
right,
really good. And then when they go home and they realize that they overspent, or they look at the product again and they realize they're disappointed with it, then the dopamine drops and they have what's known as buyer's remorse.
Right. Right. So that's where buyer's remorse comes from, huh?
Yeah, it's the rush of dopamine and then the crash of dopamine.
Yeah, and so, you know, and the reality is that no matter what we do, there are healthy levels of everything. You know, my dad used to love to say everything in moderation, and it's a very, very accurate statement. Let me tell my audience, for those who've never heard about the book or didn't hear the original interview, more about the book. The book is called...
It's Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, and it's subtitled Common Sense Solutions for Our Number One Health Problem. And one of the reasons why I wrote the book is because today I feel our children, it's not just me, it's research is showing that our children are in big trouble. You know, about 20% of children today are struggling at some time in their childhood with some sort of mental disorder. This is unprecedented in the history of mankind, and I feel that we all have an obligation as adults to protect our children, and we're not doing a very good job of it right now. And with this increase in mental disorders, of course, what we're going to see in these children is higher rates of addiction, especially as they get older, because they didn't solve the reason why they felt so off in the first place. So why are these children having so much trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Why can't they concentrate when they're studying? You know, why are they being so disobedient and so, you know, negative in their behavior in general? I mean, there's just a lot of problems happening with our children today. And, you know, if they're being drugged, unfortunately, the drug is going to damage an already damaged brain, not to mention the fact that in turning to a drug means that the parents are ignoring the fact that the problem is probably nutritional in the first place. So as this child gets older, unfortunately, you know, what are they going to do in their 20s to try and feel good? What are they going to turn to, whether it's a legal drug or an illegal drug? They're not going to feel good. They're not going to have the energy that maybe you and I had, Carl, when we were younger. I have a frame of reference. I remember before I crashed with chronic fatigue, I remember having energy. And so I knew what I had to go back to in all of my endeavors studying nutrition and natural health. But today, children are born compromised. And so what happens to them as they get old. They think feeling that way is normal. They don't know that they're struggling with a really dysregulated biochemistry. So thyroid, adrenal, blood sugar problems, heavy metal toxicities, and so on. And in so many people, when I help a lot of people with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, different types of addictions. You know, I just do what all I have to do is basically help them regulate their biochemistry. And then when the biochemistry comes back, man, their brain starts to think clear. They jump out of bed in the morning. They have so much energy. You know, it is possible, but it's unfortunately, you know, the fatigue and the depression, all of these mood disorders today are becoming more the norm than the exception.
No, I agree. And these kids today are really in trouble, especially with parents being pressured by schools to put their kids on drugs. You know, nowadays you get a phone call from the school, and it goes something like this. You know, your child is presenting some problems in school. We think that you need to see a psychologist. We have some recommendations, psychologists that work with the school. Then the kid goes to the psychologist. The psychologist says, well, you know, your kid needs this drug, that drug. And then the parents feel pressured because they don't want the kid to get kicked out of school. So
they start
these kids on drugs that change the landscape of the brain chemistry at such a young age. This kid has no fighting chance to have a normal life after that. None.
No, and these drugs, they've shown that these drugs, certain ones of these, certain, you know, ADHD drugs can actually increase the child's risk of developing things like cancer. You know, these drugs also have been shown to stunt children's growth. I mean, it's just devastating, the effects of these drugs on children.
Yeah, and it's sad. And any parent, you know, I'm a parent. I have three kids, and you're always faced with challenges. Am I making the right decision? It's never, ever the right decision to put your child on a long-term pharmaceutical regimen. Never. A drug like an SSRI or Ritalin or any of these drugs. I mean, you have to look back. I mean, kids didn't have ADHD when I was a kid growing up. I mean, you had kids that were...
No. Even my father says, you know, when he was a kid, he said the kids were well-behaved. They were respectful of their adults. They were
You know, I don't mean to oversimplify this, but they were eating healthy fats back then.
And, that's right. They weren't fat phobic.
Right. And you know what? We know that fats impart a sense of well-being, that your brain needs those fats. And nowadays, kids, they don't get fats. Instead, they get carbohydrates. They get,
yes,
you know,
right.
Cereal,
so two
sugary
things
cereals.
Are happening. And yeah, two things are happening. This is what I write about in my book, is that the carbohydrates are starving their nervous system and damaging their nervous system because they dysregulate blood sugar levels so much. So the fats are nourishing the nervous system and helping to stabilize blood sugar levels. It's incredible.
Yeah, and it's sad because these kids are going to end up on drugs instead. All right, so Pam, we're coming to the end of the interview. How can people get a copy of your book? By the way, everybody who's bought a copy of the book has emailed me or messaged me and told me that the book is so much more than just about addiction. It's about nutrition. It's about so much. It's a fantastic book. Where can people learn more about the book?
Actually, I have links on my website, which is just simply pamkaleen.com, and I have links there for Barnes & Noble and Amazon. So essentially, those are the two easiest, best sources. And if you want to go to a small local bookstore, hopefully they can order it, and that information is on my website.
So they can walk into Barnes & Noble as well and pick up the book, correct?
I think so. I had a call the other day from somebody in the States, and they were going to go down there, and I asked them to call me if it wasn't possible to get it into the store, so I assume Barnes & Noble can carry it, yes.
Okay, and your website is Pam Killeen, and Killeen is spelled K-I-L-L-E-E-N.
.com. And if anybody wants to give me a call, I'm at 519-488-5376.
There you go.
519-488-5376.
Listen, Pam, thank you so much for doing Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks so much for everything you're doing, Carl.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And you want to stay tuned because we're going to have Coach Dan John on next. We're going to talk about his new book, Mass Made Simple. And I'm sure it's going to be a very insightful interview. We'll be right back.
Right now, go! BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade in acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Back to Superhuman Radio. Second half of the show. We're going to have Coach Dan John on in just a second. Just want to remind everybody that we're giving away a final set of Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. This is a 5 to 50 pound set. The new Urethane series. It's a better product. And I love my Power Blocks. When I can't get to the gym, I can bust out a whole workout at home with my Power Blocks, some kettlebells. I mean, you can get it all done. And you should always have gym equipment at home. You have a stove at home. You like to go out to dinner, sure. You're not going to unplug your and throw away your stove because you got to cook at home too once in a while. And you should be able to work out at home as well. You can get a free set of Power Block Quick Change dumbbells by going to superhumanradio.com and entering the drawing. We're going to be giving away a last set for end of January. We'll be announcing the January winner. It could be you, but it's not going to be you if you don't go and join. My guest today, this second half of the show, is Coach Dan John. We're talking about his new book, Mass Made Simple. His last book, Never Let Go, is a favorite of mine. Dog-eared, tattered, food spilled on it. I love reading it. He's the Will Rogers of the physical culture industry, in my opinion, because his book is not only about training, but it's about life. He always tries to impart life lessons on his readers. How you doing, Coach John?
I am doing so well today. Seriously, it's just a lovely day in the Bay Area, and I don't know if it could get any better right now.
Good, good. So, I know for a fact that Never Let Go is a huge fan favorite. I always receive emails from people who dig up the old show and then buy the book and say, what a great book this is. I even had people post on my Facebook this morning, I'm trying to find it right now, about today's show. Let's see what they said here. David Wilson said, don't take this the wrong way, but I have a huge man crush on Coach Dan John. And Jack Gerlekian said, Dan is the man. He's great. You always get this kind of response when people hear you're around, don't you?
Well, according to my wife, yes. But
anyway, it is true. You are like the Will Rogers of our industry. There's pearls of wisdom in everything that you write. It's so much more than just about building a body. It's about building the whole thing, the spirit, the mind, and everything. When did you become? Did you study philosophy? I forgot if I asked you this already.
Yeah, actually, my friend Crazy Jerry, when I was in college, talked me into taking philosophy courses. And my advanced degrees are in history and theology, but I took a lot of philosophy in college. And the funny thing is, I'd go into the classroom, and I was a Division I discus thrower. I mean, I'm not a small human being, of course. You walk into philosophy, everyone's wearing black, and they're all smoking, they're all, complaining about some French nihilists from, 1420 doing something. And I'd be like, yeah, this applies to discus throwing, because I would say that. It's funny, because Professor Johnson really liked that. I would apply what he said about Wittgensteinian philosophy into coaching, into training, into my life.
Into life. I was just going to say, it was to life. It happened to be your life at that time, but it was about life, yeah.
But the thing is, if you can apply your philosophy, your theology, your history, your story to your life, then go back home tonight right now and start working on that.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
If the sacrifice of those guys in World War II doesn't mean anything to you, well, you need to think about why it does.
Right, right.
And I believe that about a lot of things, And, thanks for telling me that. That kind of made my little morning.
Yeah, we're going to pile on now. We're going to pile on. Okay, so... Why mass made simple? Aren't there enough books out there about telling us how to put slabs of muscle on our bodies?
Well, okay, there's four principles behind the book, but let me just answer that question first. Here's the thing. I didn't want to write it. I didn't want to write it. People kept saying, and this is not an exaggeration, Larry Draper will tell you this. I can certainly just tell you, I could bore you with a bunch of stories, but people have been asking me how. I've been coaching a long time at the high school level, and whenever I'm out of school, within a few years, the sports program begins to make these nice improvements. And one of the reasons is because in the weight room, we're doing this very simple, we do this very simple program, and it's not fun. And for the kids who take it serious, life-changing changes. Now, here's the bottom line. You probably have three great mass building moments in your life. One's around puberty. Probably the second one is when you first start lifting weights, or like a guy joins the Marine Corps and then after boot camp. And then the third time is when you consciously try to build mass. And what I've been noticing through the years is that guys go from mass program to mass program to mass, and it doesn't work. They all work. Everything works, but it's like they're not getting results because when they're trying to do a mass building program, they're also doing 10,000 crunches. They're trying to get leaner. They're trying to even out their biceps.
Right.
They're trying to do too many things. And so what I finally did a couple of years ago is I said, okay, I don't want the rest of your life. Give me 6 weeks. Now, if you're a wrestler, give me the 6 weeks after wrestling season. Football, wait a month or so after football. But then we're just going to go, we're going to focus on one little thing. And it works. It's a six-week program. It works pretty well. I think I have some nice principles to base it on. And we've had some amazing successes. In fact, the guys online who have tried it have done really, really extraordinarily well. I don't want to be too specific. I don't want to, call anybody out. But one guy is telling me that he is having results that 8 pounds in 2 weeks of body mass. Now, that's not a lot, right?
No, that is a lot.
But his bench press went up in the program about 60 pounds.
8 pounds in 2 weeks is a substantial amount of weight to put on. We're assuming that at least, 70% of it is lean body mass and not fat.
Well, it had to be because he said he's blown out of everything he owns. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying, and I'm not, what I'm saying is, here's the other thing he did, though. He did the program as written. He didn't, he didn't go off and play water polo the next day, climb Mount Kilimanjaro the day after, and those were his off days. I mean, he really took it seriously. And that's, if I was going to throw in one thing to success in any of these kind of programs, it would be what I just said. If you're going to start building mass, you've got to learn to be more like a thrower. You've got to learn to sit down more. You've got to lay down. You've got to watch TV sitting down. You've got to be a, if I was going to throw out one hint for your people today, on mass building programs, just build mass. Don't worry about your ass.
So in other words, specialize in it. In other words, don't try to combine it with fat building protocols. Don't try to combine it with strength building protocols. Just do the things that we know are going to add muscle.
Exactly. It's like I've worked with people who try to get their bench press up in 6 weeks. They'll finish this kind of, elaborate, say like multi-exercise bench press thing, and then jump on the treadmill or the bicycle to burn some fat off. It's like, well, what you just told your body is that, yeah, that was important, but so is this and so is that. You can only really have so many accommodations at a time.
Yeah.
I think.
And when you think about building mass, look to the factory farmers. They take cows and beef cattle, and they want them to move as little as possible. Look at Kobe beef. They massage them and they keep them penned up so they can't even go anyplace. So they don't want any energy used for anything but building muscle. Not for walking, not for breathing, not for anything.
Well, and it's a hard thing to get across to people. And that's why you end up with so many guys in the gym who've got a lot of qualities, but none of them are superlative. They have some definition. They have a little bit of deltoid. They've got some, like I always joke about the guys who email me that they want to look good naked. And it's spelled N-E-K-K-I-D,
Right.
It's true. That's how they spell it.
Right.
And the joke I always make back is, well, you have to, because the only time anyone will ever notice that you've even lifted weights is when you're naked. Because when you're wearing clothes, no one can tell.
Right.
So they become real masters at doing 100 different things.
So the idea of being a jack of all trades is not a good thing to bring into your training regimen, it sounds like.
Well, no. I mean, think about the great decathlete, Brian Clay. I mean, Brian Clay is one of the most amazing athletes ever stride the earth. I understand in the decathlon competition, he threw 55 meters, 180 feet, which is stunning. But that is 70 feet behind the world record.
Right, right.
When a decathlete throws a shot over 50, it's amazing.
Right.
It's 25. It's two-thirds the world record.
Right, right,
so,
right.
And those guys are great athletes. So what, in other words, what I'm trying to tell you, I guess, is that being a jack of all trades gets you about two-thirds of your goal.
There you go. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Coach Dan John about his new book, Mass Made Simple. You can get a copy of the book by going to DaveDraper.com. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Dan John this hour about his new book, Mass Made Simple. This is really an interesting book, Dan. First of all, the thing I like, several things I really like about it. The first thing I like about it is it's a six week program. It's short. You're going to know whether or not it's working for you really quickly. Number two, the book is really more like a manual, isn't it?
Oh, I can't believe I did this. I swore I would never do a program, but you guys all broke me down. You tore me apart. Yeah, it is. I try to give everything that I would, everything I would tell you that if you were with me, I put in there. So there is a whole bunch, there is a mental toolkit in there, you know, and it talks about, okay, for 6 weeks, man, you gotta, you know, this is the elephant you have to chew. You have to eat a pound a day, you have to eat a pound every hour, you know, that kind of thing. The other thing too is that it is 6 weeks, and people say, well, okay, I've already had it thrown back at me. I didn't think you believed in one size fits all programs. Now I don't. But I do have a principle about this. Everybody's the same, but just different enough that you have to tweak things a little.
Right.
And I think that's true. I think, you know, neurologically we're all the same.
Yeah.
But I've got people who are neurologically superior to me in every way, shape, and form. You know, when I was in the ninth grade, there was a guy who could just, the first time he saw a gymnastics move, the first time, could do it. He was just better than me. I've worked with guys who are 7'4". They're just taller than me. So everything sort of works, but then you have to put it into your own. How does it work for you? And that's, there's two aspects of that. One point on this call is that you have to take, and I think it's about one thing a week, to see, if you do everything at once, how do you know what's working?
What's working, right, exactly.
And that's, if I was to say there is a sin of most people in training, is they do this, they do that, they do this, they do that, they do this, they do
And you
that.
Know what, it comes down to impatience. It's like we don't have the patience and we don't care, so we're just going to do it all. So because the truth of the matter is most people don't care what's working as long as something's working, so they'll just do
exactly.
It all.
Well, for example, I know people that would take, for example, they found out about creatine, and in the same week they also found out about taking protein before you go to bed, okay?
Right.
So they take creatine and protein before they go to bed, and they have something wrong with their stomach, and okay, what do you blame?
Right.
Which one was it? And now, how about you made super progress? Well, was it the creatine or wasn't the protein before dinner? my principle is always, you know, you do something, a nutritional tweak, give it some time to see if it works. And here's the upside. If you take 6 weeks to approach something like this, whatever works for you, and it's an interesting thing. It's going to be an alpha and omega relationship thing.
Right.
There are nutritional tweaks that work for you in the 6 weeks that work really well. Remember that one forever. That might be your ticket. But at the same time, you also have to remember that thing that failed miserably, that worked. Okay, 10 of your friends tried something. You tried it. It didn't work. Okay, why? Okay, say like creatine.
A lot of people were non-responders to creatine. It worked for me, but I know people they took creatine. They said they didn't notice anything.
Yeah, and so what you do is you stand back. My principle is that's something I might want to revisit, you know, a ways down the road. Maybe for me, creatine doesn't work during X. But boy, if I do it during Y, it works wonderful.
Interesting.
And that's so you follow my point. So you're going to find in 6 weeks something that is your shaft of gold, the thing that could, you know, be your ticket forever. And you might discover something that, wait a second, this Gordon Dan John, this works for everybody, and it didn't work for me. Why? And maybe it's because you were trying too many things at once. Maybe it's because, who knows? Those are the two things that I always tell people to come back for. It seems odd, but the thing that works best and the thing that works worse, and then you start to tweak around the thing that works worse, but not very well.
Okay? Right.
So that's the concept behind the book. You know, when you look at the workouts, I can guarantee you this, until you do them, it's not very hard.
Yeah. I'm looking at, and I like the way you've got this laid out. You've got the pages laid out so that people can actually use it as a workbook. They can fill the book out, correct? I mean, you have actual work pages here. That's why I said it's more like a manual than just a book that you would read. This is something that you would actually take to the gym with you.
Yeah. Well, it's 172 pages, but like 30 pages, I'm just off the top of my head, 30 pages are what you take to the gym with you.
Right.
It's something like that. And then we also have, for example, I mean, we tell you, you know, on day two, I think it is, to go shopping.
Right. And you give a menu.
Yeah. Yeah. Here are some things you should buy. Because the funny thing is, when you're trying to build mass, I also tell people you should always have a gym bag with you when you're on a mass building program. Well, what's in the gym bag? Well, that's your food stash. You know, I mean, I work with people all the time instead of trying to gain mass, and they take in 800 calories on a normal day, and then eat 7 pizzas and drink a lot of beer on Friday, and then they wonder why their goals aren't optimal. You know, if you're trying to build mass, you've got to really, you don't have to be insane about eating, but you've got to be supplying your body with some pretty good food most of the time.
You just touched on something that happens to be a topic in my life right now. I'm curious what your opinion of alcohol is. I like to have a glass of red wine with dinner. Am I fouling myself up by doing that?
No, not at all. In fact, one of my favorite diet books ever written is called Martinis and Whipped Cream. And it's about losing body fat by completely eliminating basically carbohydrates.
Right.
And the author's point of view is that, you know, martinis, and this, you can debate this, but martinis are zero carb. Well, it's not completely true, but we're not worried about it.
Right.
But the thing about alcohol and, well, red wine, let's be honest, is it good for you? Well, I mean, good as it is it as healthy as Kobe steak and fish oil? There's a nice dinner.
Right.
Fish oil capsules. It's probably not, but does it have, is there a good, now the thing is, my wife and I have become wine snobs.
Right.
We came to California, and now I can only, it's so weird to happen, I only drink expensive wines because now that I know what a good wine tastes like, I can't drink the other stuff.
Right,
and
right.
So there's been a financial reason I've cut way back on my drinking because you can't be knocking down bottles of $79 bottles of wine.
Right.
You can't have 5 of them at night. Well, you can, but, you know, there's a... So I would say, you know, everything is reasonable. I mean, I know that one of the best fat loss things you can do is sleep 12 hours a day.
Right.
I proved it a couple of years ago. You know, you can drop about 13 pounds of body fat. Let me check that. You can drop 13 pounds of something in a week
by going to bed 9 hours, taking a 3-hour nap, trying to stay in bed 12 hours a day.
Right.
It's a remarkably excellent way to lose weight. Now, at the same time, you've also just given up half your day.
Right.
Now, if you're a parent, you can't do that. If you're a teacher, you probably can't do that. If you work, you probably can't do that. So everything, you kind of have to, even though something's a great idea, you have to back off. I think having a couple glasses of wine at dinner is just fine. You know, having 6 glasses of wine at dinner, 9 scotches, and 12 beers after, probably not so much.
I'm a big proponent of 1 glass of wine with dinner, a nice size glass of wine, just with dinner alone, assuming that the dinner is not too late in the evening, because I tend to prefer to have the wine earlier than at bedtime, because it does disrupt my sleep if I have it too late in the evening. But 1 glass of wine, I feel like, is okay. And then I was wondering if it was going to slow my progress down in the gym. That's really where I was coming from. I mean, I don't know if it does or doesn't. I don't want to.
You know, I don't know. I know that, like, Rob Wolf talks about in his new book on paleo. He says, you know, if you're going to drink early, and then so your body has time to deal with it.
Right.
I know that from the power sports tradition, it's hard to keep yourself up at certain levels. There's a wonderful book called 7 Days to Sunday by Elliot Azanoff, and there's this wonderfully famous scene where the NFL players all go to the bar after the second practice, and they all go to the bar after the second practice, and they all order about 12 beers and smoke cigarettes.
God.
And it's just like one of those wonderful scenes in a book, like, wow, that's that's something you don't see very often anymore.
No, not unless John Belushi is in the scene.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, you don't hear that very often anymore, do you?
No. We're going to take a commercial break in a few minutes, but I want to talk about a couple other things real quick before we go there. Are you a big proponent of the foam roller? I see that you have it in the worksheet of the book that you want people to work with their foam rollers a little bit.
Okay, I've radically changed my opinions on about 2 things. One is that, I've never been against foam rolling. If it helps you mentally go from, you know, working your 9-to-5 job or mentally go from your school day, if you sit on the ground and foam roll for a few minutes and that helps you kind of mentally, you know, change gears, I'm all for it.
Right.
If you're just thinking around on the ground, I'm against it. And then the other thing I've added in this book is some easy static stretches. And that's my friend Mike Boyle said that, you know, athletes need to do a few static stretches. And if you wait, if you do foam roll, static stretch, and then some simple dynamic work, the static stretches won't have a negative impact on the lifting. So I've tossed that in.
And that was actually my second question, because I didn't know how you felt about stretching. I mean, I'm stretching is like one of those things that the jury is still out for me. I'm confused.
Oh.
Does it open me up for injury? Does it make me weaker in my lift, or is it better for me to stretch before I work out?
Now, the correct answer is yes, yes, and yes. So here's the deal. Stretching is like one of those things that you can – what do you want to know? Do you want to know – if you want me to tell you it's bad for you, yes. Because you can find the research that says it is, if it's good. What I like – what I think we need to think about, especially on a mask building program, is there are some quality issues. If you're going to be sore a lot doing a mask building program, you need to take some time to make – even if it's just emotional, it's like giving you a teddy bear. The foam rolling in the static stretching, even if it's just a workout teddy bear, that's good enough for me. Just something to make you feel better about yourself. And I'm not joking. When you've done high rep squats a couple times, it's emotionally hard to step onto that rack again. You know?
Yeah.
So let's
do this. I want to take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
You opened the door to another question just now, talking about high rep squats. We're talking today with Coach Dan John about his new book, Mass Made Simple. No, this is not for new priests who are learning how to do mass. This is actually about building slabs of muscle over a 6-week period. It's a short enough period of time for even someone with a thimble-sized brain like me to focus on. And you can get a copy of it at DaveDraper.com. I mean, it's under $20, for crying out loud. Crack the wallet open and buy a book, huh? We'll be right back.
We will rock you. You already know about Titan Organics virgin coconut oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Coach Dan John. We're talking about his new book, Mass Made Simple, and lots of other things that are on his mind. He's answering questions, gracious, and I'm asking them, so most of them are probably stupid. But anyway, okay. You were talking about high-rep squats when we went into the break, Dan. What are your opinion of the breathing squat?
Well, you know, I know a lot of guys formalize it, and they start talking about the, you know, you got to take one, got to take two, got to take three. I never taught it that way because I figure after about 20, you'll figure out you need to breathe a lot. I think high rep squats is one of the, you know, here's the thing. Okay, let me add a little bit also to it. You know, you're going to, in a program where I'm going to put mass on you, I'm going to have you do a lot of high rep squats. But in the workouts, probably more than a third of them are really, really hard workouts.
Right.
It takes, for example, you know, I wrote an article a couple of years ago, my actual program, I put it in T-Nation, and people are asking, why should I, I'm an elite guy, why should I be doing, you know, a set of 30 with 95 pounds? I can do that easily. Oh, really, you can easily E-A-S-I-L-Y, easily, a set of 30, because you really have to teach your body to handle, it's not the weight, it's the time under load.
Yeah.
Do a set of 30, for example. It takes, you sneak up on the easy on 2 minutes. 2 minutes is a long time under load.
Especially when a guy is used to busting out, you know, 5 or 8 reps in, you know, in 20 seconds.
Exactly. And what happens is, that they, a lot of guys will get under the 95 pounds, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Huh, that's nothing. This is going to be easy. Yeah, I know it's going to be easy. Go ahead. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And of course, you know, 11 through 20 take a long time to say. So that,
but is it acceptable if I want to do 20 reps that I take as many breaths as I need in between the reps once I get into the higher ranges?
Yeah, you have to make a little X with your fingers in front of you. It's a cost-to-benefit ratio when you do that.
Right.
Okay? So for every breath you take, which makes you feel better, that's also 2, 3, 4 more seconds under the load.
Mm.
So even though you're breathing and regenerating, you're also spending more and more time under load. So if you could figure out a way to do, you know, 315 pounds for 30 reps, but only take one breath in between, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, guys like me need to take 6 and 7 or 8 gulps of air between reps and on.
Right, okay? Right.
So it's kind of like, kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of proposition there.
Right.
You know, so I've always, and the athletes I've worked with, okay, by the way, if you are an athlete, this is an off-season program. Do not do this during season. You won't, that's just silly.
Right.
But, you know, the athletes I've worked with, that's one of the things they've come back and told me later on is that, you know, what was weird was just the mental game of, you know, you put your feet down and you go up and down and you're there for a while. So it's like someone can have a conversation when you started and there are 9 different topics away when you're done. You know, and it's the time is really kind of an odd, freaky thing. But see, I believe in time for muscle growth. I mean, you know, there's complexes too. I mean, for this mass made simple, to make it simple, there's only one complex. But I like complexes because you pick up a bar, you do up to 6 different movements with it.
Right.
And that bar is in your hand for 1.5 minutes, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. And that is what it makes the body go, wow, and grow. That's what makes the body react. What can happen is, if you want to get extremely strong but not get bigger, I mean, you know, you keep your reps down to 2s and 3s. You, like, for example, in the deadlift, you deadlift it and then you drop the bar. You deadlift it, you drop the bar.
Right.
You will get scary strong doing that, but not build up a lot of mass.
And what do you think of that? I mean, I've always wondered, you know, how people fall on the side of this question. You know, is it more important to you to look strong or be strong? Where do you fall in that?
Oh, Dan John? Oh, be strong. Yeah.
Me too.
Strong, yeah.
I think it's, I rather, you know, I've got shameless upper arms compared to the guys that I've trained with, and, you know, I mean, but I'd rather have a 600 pound deadlift than 21 inch upper arms.
Yeah. And now here's the thing. And just remember, so we got to fall back on the principle. The goal is to keep the goal the goal. Now, if you're a high jumper, I don't want you to look strong. I want you to be strong and keep, you know, we don't want a lot of mass on you. If you're a high jumper, if you're a hurdler, even a sprinter, you have to be kind of careful. Modern sprinters are just ripped to ripped to shreds because they know that for every pound of body fat they're carrying, that's a pound of body fat they're carrying. So I really push, well, of course, it depends on your sport. Now, here's the other thing. Now, if I have a football team, and this is now, I'd love to do this. This is my 2 and 3 hour workshop. If you have a football player, it is important to be big. Because if I weigh 310 pounds and just lean on you for 2 and 3 hours, you're gonna be tired.
Right.
And so mass, there are sports that you do need that odd combination of qualities that can just drive you crazy.
Size and strength, right. Right.
And so that's why whenever people ask me a question, in fact, my next DVD, and I'm so excited about this darn thing, is that people ask me, how do I go through this process of helping somebody? It's like, I've had to reverse engineer how fast my brain thinks on this. Because, you know, you do it long enough, you throw out those middle parts. But if you're a football player, I'm going to talk to you differently than I'm going to talk to a sprinter. Now, everybody knows that. Really? But then why do we have strength coaches giving sprinters football programs? You know?
Interesting.
So I'm going to fall on the side, but now here's, okay, hang on, sorry, I'm off. Not seeing me, I'm all fired up again. But if you're a bodybuilder, if you make your living by
looking strong,
then I, if you ask me for help, I mean, I might tell you that getting strong part of the year will carry over because, you know, it'll allow more intensity, you know, later, but you don't need to be strong. You just need to, you know, I know modern bodybuilders are much more chemical than when I was coming up.
Right.
And they
right.
have all kinds of new tricks and stuff, and you can see through the mass in their bellies that things are different. But
right.
But if that's your goal, for example, I was working with a female fitness competitor not long ago, and she tells me straight up, I love these conversations, that she's had breast augmentation. Now I'm cleaning up what she actually said.
Right.
But you know, it's, you know, when you're working with somebody and they tell you that they've had breast augmentation, it's always one of those things like, okay, thank you. I wouldn't say I'm uncomfortable. It's like more alone.
But is it necessary for you to know that?
In her competition, it's a given. You have
right,
to.
Right.
And
who cares anyway? As long as she has the type and size of breasts that the other women in the competition have, whether she was born with them or she bought them, it's really not necessary for you to know how she obtained them. As long as you're looking at her and going, okay, upstairs you look good like the other girls do, you know.
And it's interesting because, you know, that's the goal. If you want to compete in certain sports, certain activities, there's a price at the front door, and there are certain things you're going to have to do, you know.
Dan, let me ask you a question. This is a 6-week, which, by the way, again, I said it before, but this is really nice and short. I mean, a 6-week plan, anybody could stick to for 6 weeks. I mean, a month and 2 weeks, really easy to do. Actually, it's not even a month and 2 weeks because the average month is 4.33 weeks. But anyway, so you come out of this 6-week plan and you've had great success. Let's say in 6 weeks you put on 10 pounds of mass.
That's actually low from what I've been told. So
really?
Far, okay.
So you put on, what have you been told? So I'm going to use an accurate statement here. What have you been told? Give me an average.
15 to 20.
Okay, so in 6 weeks you put on 20 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have to wind out of it? Can you just go on to week 7 and week 8 and just keep doing it?
I would strongly suggest you. In the book, I tell you week 7 is assess. I would say on week 7 you sit down with pen and paper, and then you look at what you learned about yourself. You look at, you know, for example, what are the nutritional tweaks that work for you? You know, then what. What is your next important thing that you need to do? You probably could do it again. In fact, Lurie wants me to actually go to week eight.
Right.
You know, and I'm fine with that. You know what? You'll be shocked how few workouts there are in those 6 weeks, by the way.
Yeah.
There are many weeks with only 2 workouts in the week.
And you know, I'm starting to get that religion. Brooks Kubik. Has been on my show a couple times. He's the author of Dinosaur Training.
Sure,
he's a huge proponent. He says everybody trains too much. He goes, everybody I've ever met trains too much. You could get into the gym 2 or 3 times a week and put on amazing strength and mass. And, so some of us are just compulsive trainers, maybe, huh? I guess, again, the goal needs to be keeping the goal. If your goal is to get stronger and bigger, and you know that you can do that more efficiently by training 2 times a week, then I guess you need to train 2 times a week and check your ego at the door.
You know, I don't even know maybe I've told you this before, but, you know, the late Jorn Svensson, when I got really busy with life, he gave me a 2-day-a-week strength program. I threw the discus as far as I ever have in my life. My joints felt, I was super strong in the gym, and of course, as the joke always is, it worked so well, I stopped doing it. Am I telling you, please, your listeners are hearing right now, Dan John says only work out 2 days a week. What I'm saying is sometimes you, especially in a mass program, if you work out 2 days a week this week and three next, that extra rest is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Now, someone looked at the book and said, actually, Dan, you work out, and they doubled the number of times you work out, but that's not true. The day before you do the squat workouts, I ask you to do a recharge, which is like I'm looking right here. I see a couple kettlebells on my floor over here.
Right.
You might do some easy goblet squats, some easy swings. You do a little stretch. Maybe you do some kind of thing that makes you feel better. But I really think in a mass building program, you need to have the day before you work out, you need to kind of jingle and joshua around a little bit, kind of prime yourself up for the next day.
This is the perfect book for the average married guy. Look, honey, I can't mow the lawn today. Dan John said I have to rest. I have to grow, man. Come on. Give me a break. Let's say
that'll be awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that a good... So it'll be blame me.
Blame
I
Dan.
Really.
Yeah, you know what? You should have a voicemail set up just for guys who buy the book and tell their wives that they can't do any work around the house because Coach John said so. We're going to take our last commercial break, and we're going to wrap it up with Coach Dan John. If you want to get a copy of this book, you can go to DaveDraper.com. It's under $20. I'm sure it's going to be very satisfying to you to try this if you are interested in putting some muscle on this winter. Get busy. We'll be right back.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. nothing else. Go to WeighNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah.
Since you've been gone, I was gone for a little while. Did you miss me? Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Coach Dan John. Huge fan favorite whenever he's on the show. All right, so, Dan, the book also covers supplements, correct?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't really... Wait, okay, yeah.
I mean, you do... I know you're not a big supplement guy, but there are a couple things that you're a staunch supporter of, one being fish oil, right? I mean, you're a big...
I mean, I push fish oil, but I push fish oil for every, you know, almost every American. I do talk about, you know, taking protein powders, and I talk about taking creatine, but that's one of the big things about the book. It's when you take it, and how do you figure out whether it's working for you or not?
Right.
You know, here's the thing. Everybody loves the shotgun. You know, you go to GNC, you put your gold card down at the Tuesday or whatever that thing is, and you buy all this stuff. You shovel it in your mouth for 2 or 3 days. You know, all of a sudden you have this burning eye ache, and which one was it? You don't know.
Right.
And I think one of the things that most people need to realize is that certain nutritional tweaks are going to work really, really well for you. And the same one that worked for you failed me miserably. That doesn't mean I'm a bad person or anything. It just means that everybody has just enough difference in the way they, I mean, it could be anything. It could
right.
be, it could be genetic, but it could be the quality of the thing you're buying.
Right.
You know, it could have been the batch, I was told one time, that there aren't bad batches that come up from these places.
Right.
So I do talk about supplements, but it's not, please don't think this is it. The supplements, you really do need them on a bulking program. You really do. I mean, it's not.
Why? Why?
Because you're really hitting the body with a lot.
Yeah.
If you honestly do the workouts over the 6 weeks, you'll see why you need the supplements.
Do you give people advice on how much food to eat? You know, do you take an approach of like calories per pound or grams of this per pound?
No, because the truth is I've never found anything that actually was. You know, I mean, a lot of guys will do that in books, and they'll pull off research, but I've never trusted any of that. I know that when you're in a bulking program, you have to eat a lot.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, and it's like, you know, I joke in the book about how when Dick Notmeyer got me to put on 40 pounds in 4 months, I used to eat sandwiches before dinner, so I wasn't hungry while I was eating, you know. I could eat 2 and 3 sandwiches between the time I came home and the time we ate dinner, and that was about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Wow.
And I was just
And then you'd eat dinner. But something you just said, you were starving. When you're training hard, you're hungry all day long.
Oh, and the thing is, see, what happens with a lot of guys who are listening is they can't hear what you just said. They think they're training hard because they're in the gym for 2 and 3 hours. But trust me, if you're in the gym for 2 and 3 hours, you can't be training hard. If you do one set with 225 in the back squat for 50, that's going to take about maybe 2 to 3 minutes. You can't do that for 3 hours straight. You can't rest 5 minutes and do that again. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't do complexes. You can't do like 2 hours of complexes. You just can't do it.
Give me an example of a complex that you recommend that people do.
Oh, sure. Okay. With a light bar, do 8 deadlifts, followed by 8 power cleans, 8 front squats, 8 push presses, bring the bar down to your back, do 8 back squats, do 8 good mornings, and throw the bar in the ground.
That's a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah. I mean, people probably think, well, it's only 8 reps, but, you know, probably around the second movement, the third or fourth movement, you're probably exhausted already.
Well, and you really feel it. You can hear that locomotive breathing.
Right.
And that's kind of one of the things you really want to do is when I was growing up, they used to say that the oxygen, you'd oxygenate your blood. You know what? That's good enough for me because it certainly works. I know guys who do that are big and strong and huge.
Right.
Guys who don't do that, not so much. You know, so people are going to look at you strange in the gym when you do this program. But, hey, 99% of people in the gym never make progress, so I'm cool with not looking like everybody else.
What about the Litvi? You and I did a whole show on the Litvi squat. Do you recommend people do those types of things with it?
Not for mass building.
No.
For mass building, it's going to come down. This program is going to come down to three basic things: upper body strength, the complexes, and the squats. And there's no, it's not that you don't, you can't, you can go out and do it, but you're going to kill your mass, you're going to kill your mass gain. Do Litvies the rest of your life. In fact, it's funny, I'm wearing my Litvy shirt right now. you can do that stuff the rest of your life. In fact, if you're a football player, I would recommend that be the next thing you move to. You know, mobility work and Litvies and things like that. Because, you know, it's not time to start taking that new size and, you know, making it part of the engine.
Just in case we have newcomers out there, go ahead and describe the squat that was inspired by the famous Olympic lifter Litvinov.
Well, it was Hammerstrom. But what you do is you do something like as simple as a front squat. You do a heavy weight. You do 5 reps, 8 reps with it. You put the bar down and or throw the bar down is what I usually recommend, and then sprint away.
Sprint for 100 yards or 50 yards or something like that, right? I mean, all out sprint. Don't leave anything in the gas tank. You got to blast off.
You really want, that's kind of the $1 million secret is to blast.
Yeah.
You just want to get, and the thing is, as I always say, when you notice it, slow down. And they say, well, what's it? And I'll just say, well, just try it. You'll know. And it's almost like you get hit. It's almost like you get tagged. It's like, oh man, ooh, what was that?
Right.
Well, I don't know what it was, but it's, so that's what we found in my backyard is usually it's about the 40-yard, 40-meter, 50-yard, 50-meter range. Somewhere in there, the athlete is obviously changing gears to a different system, and we don't want to do that in this particular thing.
Right.
Litvinov supposedly did 400-meter runs. Other people have done, people have told me all this stuff that's gone on for, you know, for my uses as a strength dude and power guy, we go to 50 meters, and that's about enough.
And also, Litvinov, who was a hammer thrower, as you corrected me a moment ago, was amazingly strong. He used to front squat some ridiculous weight and then sprint away, right?
Yeah, it was 180 kilos, 396. I usually shorthand it to 405.
So he used to front squat 405 for like eight reps and then sprint away. I mean, you know, I always laugh when we talk about this guy because that in and of itself is an amazing feat. Never mind, that was his workout. And I remember talking to you about it one time and saying, all right, so then, like, after I do the Litvies, what should I move to? And you said to me, after you do the Litvies, call me, and I'll tell you if you still feel like doing another movement after that, we'll figure something out, something like that. I mean, it's true. I mean, that's putting the body under an amazing anaerobic, aerobic compound of stress. It's just amazing.
Well, and that's, you know, part of the problem I have is, you know, a lot of people read my work on the internet without any foundation at all, and so they always equate what I'm saying to, you know, to the super duper gym there in Egypt, Montana, you know, where the strongest guy there benches 205, you know,
right?
And what I'm talking about, you know, front squatting 405, it might take you the better part of 4, 5, 6 years to front squat 405 for
right,
one.
Right.
And that's if you're a good athlete.
Right. And this guy was a hammer thrower. He had strength like an Olympic lifter, and he was a hammer thrower.
Yeah.
So great stuff. Listen, Coach John, we're coming to the end of the interview. Let's go ahead and plug the book again. The book is called Mass Made Simple. If you know anything about Dan John, anything at all about him, you know that he never exaggerates. He doesn't puff. He's not going to write a book and load it with BS just to sell a book. If this book is anything like his last book, run out and buy it now before they run out of copies over at DaveDraper.com. The book is called Mass Made Simple, and it's under $20, so you need to get a copy of this book. And of course, Dan, we'll have you back on the show sometime in the future.
Anytime.
Okay?
Anytime. I love talking to you. I've always, every conversation we've had, we've always kind of gone into a good place, you know? I always feel like we're real grounded when we talk, you know?
It's a good thing I found this as a living, Dan. I don't know what I would have done otherwise. You know, it's really funny because this morning I was sitting with my girlfriend and I was reading out loud, and she said, and she was reading also, and she said to me, "Would you please be quiet? I can't concentrate. I'm trying to read." And I said, "You know, I always forget. I always think there's a microphone in front of me, and everybody wants to hear what I have to say." So thank God I do this for a living, because I don't know what I would do otherwise. Anyway, listen, Dan, thanks so much for coming on the show today. I hope everybody runs out and buys the book. And we will have everybody, we'll have another show tomorrow, obviously, for you. I want to also thank Pam Killeen for coming on and talking about fluoridated water and how bad it is for you. All right, Dan, take care, brother.
Thanks, sir. Talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Are you bored at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go